朋友们平安，可以听到我声音吗？没有哈，没有啊，开了应该是。OK， 再试一下哈。Testing，Testing，Yeah， 一上了吧？应该是有了。开着的，是没电了还是咋的？应该有，听到了哈，现在应该有。他已经复活。
He has risen.
Yeah, let's try again, okay. Let's always use English, okay. He's risen. He's risen indeed. One more time, 用中文哈，他已经复活。呀，我们不是一个有那种就是说有仪式的教会，所以当这个时候有仪式的教会都知道该怎么回答。那到作为一个我们不是有仪式的这种教会呢，往往我们可能不知道怎么回答。
And so we are not a church with many rituals or traditions, but I hope this is one that even we can remember and repeat every year.
我们打开今天的经文。
Now let's open to today's Bible.
十五章一到十一节。
And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11.
如果你用英文圣经，你可以跟着看，我来念中文的圣经。
If you have English Bibles, I ask that you follow along. The pulpit will be reading in Mandarin.
哥林多前书十五章一节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我传给你们的，就必因信，必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照着圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫上帝的教会。然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙上帝的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是上帝的恩与我同在。不惧是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信。阿门。按照圣经的教导，新旧约的教导，地上哪一个日子是最快乐的日子？
According to the teachings of the Bible, what day is the happiest day on earth?
对，如果不算伊甸园那时候的日子和耶稣基督再来的日子哈，这个在地上在堕落中间，这个是最快乐的日子。
Of course, not counting the days in Eden or the days to come in the new heavens and new earth, the happiest day we could ever experience is Easter.
曾经有一个人在追捕要犯的路上，被一个没有影子的大光罩住，他就摔下马来，扑倒在地。
So there was once a man who, on his way to chasing after fugitives of the law.Was struck down by a bright light.
他听见有声音对他说，有声音对他说，这个声音不断地叫着他的名字，问他，你为什么逼迫我？
And he heard this voice calling his name and asking him, "Why do you persecute me?"
这人就开口说，主啊，你是谁？
So this person asked, "Lord, who are you?"
我认为这是历史上最矛盾的问题。
And so this must be the most paradoxical question in all of history.
主就回答。我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And then the Lord answered, "I am Jesus Christ, who you are persecuting."
稍微熟悉圣经的人就知道，我说的这个人就是扫罗，后面改名叫保罗的人。
And of course, you know this person to be Saul, later known as Paul the Apostle.
他是刚刚你们听见这个哥林多前书的作者。
And his words were the ones we just read out of the book of 1 Corinthians.
他归主的时候是一个很奇特的归主经历，因为他一归主马上就知道他下面的使命是什么。
And his coming to Christ was a very special experience because as soon as he became a believer, he knew what God had laid out for him.
他就成了向犹太人以外的其他世界各地的人传福音的那个第一个使徒。
And so he became the first to truly preach the gospel to the non-Jewish populace.
在我们刚刚读到的事情中，有一句话，他向哥林多的众教会，这个希腊的教会说：“我今日成了何等的人，都是蒙了上帝的恩成的。”
And so he says here in the at the very end here, he says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am."
是的，因着耶稣基督那个荣耀大日、复活大日，当年的门徒改变了，他们成了跟随基督何等的人。
And so we know that by the great power of the resurrection, all of the apostles were transformed, and they became who they were.
接着听见的和相信的门徒见证了犹太人的改变，也跟随耶稣成了何等的人。
And then so the Jewish people, in hearing the testimony of the disciples, they became who they were.
后来听见和相信门徒见证的希腊人、罗马人、非洲人、亚洲人也改变了，他们也成了跟随基督何等的人。
And then later, as the gospel spread to all corners of the world, every tribe and every nation, they heard the gospel and they were transformed.
在漫长的2000年历史中，相信、听见、门徒传递这个福音的千家万户、万族万民改变了。
And so the countless the millions who have heard the gospel in the 2,000 years since the existence of the church have all been transformed.
他们也成为跟随耶稣何等的人。
And they became followers of Jesus, and they became who they were.
今天在座的每一个基督徒，你们都可以跟保罗一同说：“我今日成了何等的人？”是什么？都是蒙了上帝的恩典所成的。
And today we here can also say, by God's grace, we have become who we are.
你们很多人都会听这三位见证人，他们同样的要跟我们在中间来见证，我们成了何等的人，是因为神的恩典所成的。
And the three sitting before you today, they will also give their testimony as to what sort of people God has transformed them into.
他为什么不走？是没有插上这个 ？OK， 这个没有插上去啊，没关系，你帮我走一下。我们今天只跟大家讨论两个问题：你是何等的人？你是谁？你应该如何活
？And so today we're going to talk two topics. That is, who are you and how are you to live?
第一个问题问你是谁的时候，取决你认识是否认识这历史中最重要的那个人。
And so your identity.Is tied to whether or not you know and you have a relationship with the most important person in all of human history.
他死了又活过来了。
And he is the one who came back from the dead.
第二问题说你该怎么活。
And the second question asks, well, how are you then to live?
取决于你是否认识这位死里复活的人，他一生怎么活。
And that is to see if you understand how that man lived.While he was on the earth.
第一个涉及到我们在福音里的身份。
And so the first is our identity in the gospel.
第二个涉及到我们在福音里的使命。
And second is our commission in the gospel.
你是谁
？Who are you？
看下一页，你是谁？当我问你这个问题的时候，再看下一页。其实我不光是要回答你，哎呀，我的名字，你们问我是谁？我说我是陈彪，潘金光的丈夫，我儿女的这个。老爸，我父母的长子，福音教会的牧师，好，我可以不断地加我的头衔。
So, when I ask you, who are you? I'm not just talking about, you know, your identity, your, you know, your name or your role as, you know, your job or, you know, your family status.
也不是你们马上要旅行的或刚刚旅行回来的，经常在飞机上、在火车上问你的三个关键的符号：你的生日、你的姓名、你的护照号。
And you are also not just a series of letters and numbers on your personal identification.
当我们问人究竟是谁的时候，我们的光景如何？我们不光关心水平的方向。
Because when we ask the question of, well, just who we are not just concerned with the horizontal relationship between men.
我们自己跟人的关系，我们跟自然的关系。
And that is our relationship with other people, our relationship with nature.
其实我们更重要的问我们跟那个垂直方向那个绝对者的关系创造宇宙万物上帝的关系
We also want to know our relationship in the vertical with God who has created us
那位拥有者、创造者、维系者、审判者、救赎者，在他的面前，你是谁？我是谁？
The one who owns it all, the one who created it all, the one who controls it all. What is our relationship with him?
自从我们的始祖亚当夏娃堕落以来，上帝问人在哪里这句话之后，人类一直在找自己的身份。
And ever since the fall of man, ever since that day in the garden when God asked Adam, "Where are you?" man has never been able to answer that question.
有人试图用工作定义人，有人用性别定义人，有人用财富、社会地位、肤色、种族，甚至你的宗教来定义人。
And so ever since then, we have tried to define ourselves by nationality, by occupation, by gender, by ethnicity, by religion, by sex.
有点像我太太爱唱的一首歌，是老百姓说的话，说女人不是水，男人不是钢。
And, you know, and we may try to define ourselves using stereotypes.
所以这试图表达说，温柔和刚毅不一定是男人和女人的本质。
And that, you know, we might say, you know, all men are a certain way and all women are a certain way, but we know that that's not true.
不过弗洛伊德的这个门徒们，他会说男人来自火星，女人来自金星。
Or, you know, as certain psychologists might say, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
他们水火不相容。
And so they are completely incompatible with each other.
然而在3500年以前，创世纪竟然向人来启示，回答了人是谁。
But the Bible in 3,500 years ago, the Bible has given us the answer and has revealed to us
我们是谁?
Who we are.
我们是上帝的形象。
We are the image of God.
是代表他在地上实行王权治理万有的。
We are his representatives and we carry his royal authority.
繁衍他的形象的。
And we are to bring his image to all of the corners of the world.
但是这个真理在今天人的耳中跟当时在埃及为奴的以色列人听下来是一样的陌生，一样的激进。
And so this concept is today as it was in the past as unfamiliar and as profound as it must have been to that original audience.
因为当时的埃及中东是什么样，像中国古代一样，只有法老帝王是上帝的形象，他们是王子，他们是天子。
Because the worldview in those days was very much like in ancient China, and that only the emperor was the image of God. Only he was closest to heaven.
其余的人都是仆人，不是上帝的形象。希伯来人更是埃及人的奴隶。
And the rest of the populace only existed to serve the king, the emperor. And the Jews themselves were the slaves of the Egyptians.
但拒绝这个真相，拒绝这个真理的人，就说我刚刚说迷失的人，仍然在寻找人是谁。
And so those who are lost continue to seek their identity.
我们跟亚当夏娃一同被流浪，逐出了皇家的乐园，在死和罪笼罩中挣扎。
And so like Adam and Eve, we have lost the paradise and we are still seeking our identity.
所以我们是谁呢？
So who are we?
我们是玷污了、亏缺了的上帝形象。
We are still the image of God, but we have corrupted it.
活在扭曲中的。
And we are living in that corruption.
人类的尊严究竟在哪里？
So where is the dignity of man?
如何恢复王子、公主的形象？
How do we go back to being the princes and princesses that we are?
可以这么说，圣经的整个的故事脉络就在讲人类怎么样被上帝拯救回来。
And so the whole story of the Bible is the redemption of humanity.
恢复他的尊严和尊贵。
To return his status of dignity and royalty.
我们今天不来讲漫长的历史中上帝做了什么，我们就讲今天跟我们这段经文有关的，究竟这个宏大的福音故事是什么。
And so we will not discuss, you know, everything God did in history. We just talk directly about how God has acted in the gospel itself and what that means for us.
如果哥林多前书十五章在这里找答案的时候，什么是福音？什么是福音的大纲在这里？能告诉我吗？
So, you know, what is the summation? How do you sum up the gospel?
你的圣经
from these verses.
能告诉我哪一节？在第十五章里头，总共就刚念了十一节经文。
So in the 11 verses I just read, if you know, where's the summation of the gospel?
我是叫你真回答的哈，这不是一个那个 rhetorical question. It's a real question.
I hope you answer me. This is not a rhetorical question.
对，这真的问题。有人说了，我没听见。第四节哈，非常好。第三节开始了吧？应该。我当然所领受传给你们的第一就是基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了。第四节说，而且埋葬了，又照着圣经第三天复活了。
And so the gospel is summed up in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
请问有没有第二？
And then what else?
保罗是不是领导讲话，说了第一，然后忘了？
Well, you know, so there was a first. Where is point number two? Did he just forget?
其实没有哈，这个第一就是说首要的意思。福音的首要核心就是耶稣基督替罪人死了埋葬了，第三天复活了。
What he means here is that it is the most important point in all of Christian doctrine, and that is that Christ died and he was resurrected.
这是福音的大纲。
And that is this.That is the core of the gospel.
这是上帝恢复人尊贵的那个钥匙。
That is the key to restoring man's dignity.
我特别要提醒你注意，说基督在这里，他特别提说，基督为我们罪死的时候，是照着圣经所说；第三天复活，又是照着圣经所说。
And he especially pointed out that Christ not only died according to the scripture for our sins according to scripture, but he also was resurrected according to scripture.
他在说什么？他说整本的圣经就在预备这件事。
And what he means by that
跟着圣经那时候讲的旧约
is that all of the Bible was preparing for this event, and of course at that time.When he speaks of the Bible, he's referring to the Old Testament.
整本的旧约圣经在预告基督在末世要来，他成为第二个亚当，因着他是谁，因着他做了什么，这就是福音的故事大纲。
And so the story of the Bible is that Christ came to earth as the last Adam, and the things that he did became the center of the gospel story.
福音就是在末世，耶稣基督成了末后的亚当。
And so the story of the gospel is that in the last days, Christ came to be the last Adam.
然后他死了又活了。
And then he died, and then he resurrected.
或者换句话说，按照保罗的说法，或者按照旧约说法，因着耶稣基督是谁，他都死去活来，已经开创揭开了一个将来的新时代，新的世代。
And so because of his death and resurrection, Christ began a new era.
代表的罪与死亡掌权的旧的时代要过去，因为他已经从死里复活了。
And so the era where death and sin hold reign will end because Christ came back to life.
罪的代价是死，结果他活了，表明罪对他没有什么权柄了。
The wages of sin is death, and yet Christ, in coming back to life, shows that death has no hold on him.
换句话说，保罗说，你我。跟他一同成为何等的人，跟这个历史上最重要的人物有密切的关系，太密切了。
And so we are able to become the people that we are because of this most important person.
就像我们是亚当的后代一样，如果是基督徒，就要成为这个新的亚当的后代一样。
Just as we in our old selves were the descendants of the original Adam, as Christians we must become descendants of the new Adam.
我们知道耶稣是谁，是完全的上帝，完全的人，从来没有犯罪，神人之间中保，他是人类的救主，等等这一切。
So we know who Jesus is. He is the Son of God, and yet he is also the Son of Man, and that he lived a perfect life, and he was the mediator of the new covenant, and so on and so forth.
但是根据哥林多前书，你来看到后面的时候，二十章。到二十节不是还是十五章二十到二十二节四十五章都不断地说耶稣是谁末后的亚当耶稣成了初熟的果子第一个复活的
and so over and over again First Corinthians emphasizes Christ's identity as the last Adam who was the first fruits of those who came back from the dead
这是福音的本质
that's the core of the gospel
为了让大家更加明白这个大的光景就是说我们说的末后的时代这个末后的世代来说我就想根据我们已经讲过的这个一到五章稍微给大家点几个地方
And so to remind you of the things that we discussed before So emphasize what it means to be in the last days. Let me raise a few points.
比如说在哥林多前书，如果你有圣经，你可以跟着我一块翻，我就来给你讲这个地方。第一章，他问完之后，第七、第八节，因为这在哥林多前书，你很容易的哈，请你们 become a diligent to learn the word of God. OK, 他说，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不计人，等候我们主耶稣显现。你看到吧？在问候之后，他说等候主耶稣显现。
And so in the very beginning of the First Corinthians, he says, For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed to you. And therefore you must eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed.
好，在结束的时候，第八节，他说，叫你们在主耶稣基督日子无可责备。
So that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这两个之间，你要坚持到底。
And so until that day arrives, you must persevere to the end.
好，第二章他讲的这些哥林多人，按着世上的智慧，按着当今的智慧，今日的风俗，无论他们在分党还是在纷争上，嫉妒不同的恩赐上，都表现一个特点，就是什么？属肉体，当今败坏要死亡的人。
And then in the second chapter, as he starts to rebuke the Corinthians. For their splitting and their, you know, the bad habits that they had, they were displaying a spiritual immaturity. They were still displaying the ways of the old world that was going to pass away.
而不是按着新的世代，上帝的儿子已经复活的那个样式来生活。
And they do not live in according to the pattern set by the one who came back from the dead.
到第三章 Craig 牧师讲过他讲的将来要审判那个日子要显明出来有火发现要试验各样的工程怎么样
And then Pastor Craig he preached a passage out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 about how on that day all of our works will be tested with fire
也就是说现今教会的侍奉要到将来审判的时候显明
And that is the
何然是末世
that means that in the last days that everything that had been hidden will be shown
甚至在第四章哦在第五章里哦第四章讲到人彼此论断的时候保罗也都说到说你们不用论断不用说别人好和坏闲话少说多说什么等到主来判断
and then,
还记得吗
and then in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 Paul says you know you don't need to worry about making judgments on other people because God himself will come and be the judge of all things
到了后来他说神的国不在乎空谈乃在乎全能就是圣灵的能力
and the gospel the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk but of power the power of the spirit
他最后说你要让我带行杖去治理这个教会管理这个教会责备这个教会还是存着温柔的心
and so what do you prefer shall I come to you with a whip or in love and with a gentle spirit
这两个词全能和温柔的心都是圣灵结出来的能力和果实都是末后的象征
and we know that the love the power and the love and gentle spirit those are all fruits of the Holy Spirit in the last days
甚至教会败坏的人淫乱罪到一个地步就是不悔改然后他说把他怎么样交给魔鬼目最后还说要使他的灵魂在主耶稣基督的日子就是末后的日子要得救希望他
And then when he talks about the church discipline, he says, if there is a brother who is unrepentant, then it is better to turn him over to Satan so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord.
我要说什么?
So what's the point I'm trying to make?
我说保罗在来向哥林多充满问题的教会说话的时候，他背后有一个很清楚的末世论的架构。基督已经来了，复活了，这件事情改变了整个的世界。
And so Paul, in writing to the First Corinthians, he is trying to impart on them a very important worldview that Christ has already come, and that the last days are at their door.
他要督促基督徒要活得像末后日子在复活里的样式一样。
And so he wants to encourage the believers to live as if it was the end of the world.
为此，我们可以看到，当我们连看十五章的时候，《哥林多前书》的高潮的时候。不是说突然有复活，他本身是在复活之后见到那个大光照下来的复活的主，然后来看待他万事的。
And so the climax of First Corinthians here in chapter 15 is, you know, and this, the, when he brings up the topic of resurrection, it is not a new thing that suddenly came upon him, but that because he had seen the risen Lord on the day of his conversion, that is how he has viewed his whole life from that point on.
所以基督作为末世的亚当受死复活做成这个初熟的果子实际是一个大的世代的领导。
And so in the death and resurrection of the last Adam, this signifies the arrival of a new era.
大过任何一个改朝换代。
And this is greater than any change of government that we could have in our world.
大过任何一个君王的交替，国家的存亡。
And this is more important than the rise and fall of any human nation.
因为它揭开了一个新的时代。
Because it's beginning a whole new era.
上帝的国度在地上建立了。
That the kingdom of God has been established.
在后面保罗说，如果在第一个亚当里全人类死的话
，And so as Paul said that as humanity has all died in the first Adam.
在末后的亚当里，如果以耶稣基督这个重要的人建立关系的话，你就是这个新世代的新造的人。
By having a relationship with this last Adam, you can be a new creation.
如果耶稣基督复活代表了一个丰收的初熟的果子，就是前面你们家有没有果树你们先摘的。
And so Christ is the first fruit. And so I don't know if any of you have, you know, a fruit, you know, you plant.
到秋季大批的收割的时候就快到了。
That the first fruit signifies that the harvest is coming.
整个这2000年就是教会丰收的时代。
That the 2000 years of the church has been a time of great harvest.
究竟什么是福音？
What is the gospel?
福音真是，耶稣是谁？耶稣做了什么？
Gospel is who is Jesus and what has he done?
在2007年的时候，芝加哥开了第一届的福音联盟大会 ，Gospel Coalition。
And in May of 2007, the Chicago began the first Gospel Coalition.
三一的著名的圣经学者 Carson， 他以《哥林多前书》十五章来宣讲，向北美的500多个牧师、学者用一个小时时间讲了一篇道。
And so, a famous Professor Carson, he preached from 1 Corinthians to the 500 pastors. Spent an hour talking about what the gospel is.
题目就是什么是福音。
And so that was the topic.
然后我寄过大家，两年前寄过，我大家可能忘了。
And I had forwarded that in an email to you guys a couple of years ago. You probably don't remember.
我不来详细描述，但是他用了8个重要的词描述福音是什么。
And so he summed up the gospel in 8 phrases.
用5个东西来澄清福音不是什么。
And then he also explained 5 things that the gospel wasn't about.
最后他做了一个总结，这么说。
And then he summed it all up.
他说，在教会中，如果我们不传讲教导或活出我们可称颂的主，教会是可诅可咒的。
That if we as a church do not live out our living God, then we as a church is one that is condemned.
今年的4月。六号到八号、九号，福音联盟要在奥兰多有5天的会。
And so, in April, from April 6th to April 9th, the Gospel Coalition will have a 5-day conference.
有几千人参加。
And so, a couple thousand people will be in attendance.
我们教会也有那个红军、小涛，还有师母和我都会参加。我女儿也会从这个 Chattanooga 开车过来参加。
And so a couple, and so some of the people from our church will be in attendance, and even my daughter will be coming over.
李红军激动的昨天晚上都睡不着觉，心脏病就心脏跳的比较多。
Our brother Hong Jun, he was so excited that he couldn't sleep.
福音不光是福音，福音产生一个结果。
And so we know that the gospel in itself is not just, you know, a thing, but it has results.
当我明白福音是什么，耶稣基督复活受死，在这个大的末世背景之下。
And so once we understand who Jesus is and what he has done.
我们来思想福音的果效跟你我的关系。
And so we understand what that has to do with us.
就刚开始我说到说人堕落迷失之后怎么恢复那个尊严。
So how do we find the dignity that we had lost in the fall?
人用各种各样的方式要恢复自己的尊严。
And we've tried many different things.
用你的才能，用你的美德，用你的美貌，用你的金钱。
We try using our talents, using our looks, using our money, using our good deeds.
但是在这个死亡败坏的时代掌权中，你一点是没有用的。
But in a world that is corrupted by death and sin, no, nothing you do has any effect.
除非你跟基督联合，跟这个福音联合，你就成为幕后时代的人，将来时代的人，是复活掌权。
The only way that you have any hope is to have a relationship with the last Adam and live in an era, in the era of resurrection.
我有一个好消息告诉你们。
And I have good news for you.
今年我们讲复活信息，不是只讲今天讲，会讲好几天，
and,
好几个星期天。
And so, you know, this, we are going to be preaching on this resurrection for many weeks to come, not just on Easter.
我们讲太多耶稣的死，没有讲耶稣的活。
Because sometimes we talk a little too much about the death of Christ and we forget that he is risen.
你看在第十五章一开始说，这福音你们也领受，又靠他站立得住。
And so at the very beginning of First Corinthians, it says that you have received and are on which you have taken your stand on this gospel.
第二节他接着说，能以持守我传给你们的这个福音呢，就必因这福音得救。
And by this gospel you are saved if you fold firmly onto the word that I preached unto you.
保罗原来是个逼迫教会的人。
Paul was one who persecuted the church.
他好像认识上帝，又不认识上帝。
So he thought he knew God, but he actually didn't.
所以用在接下来说，他我竟然成了何等的人，是蒙了上帝的恩才成。
And so that's why he says, I am who I am today because of the grace of God.
如果你读了第十二节后面的时候，你就发现这个问题是哥林多教会的问题。
And so,
就是不相信耶稣已经复活。
So we know that the church in Corinth had a problem believing in the resurrection of Jesus.
哥林多有一大批很有恩赐的人，结果他们是成为什么样的人呢？丢了芝麻捡西瓜，还是捡了芝麻丢西瓜？
And so the church in Corinth, they, you know, they threw out the baby with the bathwater in their because they thought themselves smart.
这其实也是今天教会的一个隐患。
And that is a problem we have in our church.
我们很多从大陆出来的人原来是无神论。
Because many of us who came out of mainland China, we were atheists.
我们辩论辩论辩论，发现真有上帝。
And so, you know, in our seeking, in our debates, we discovered, oh, there is a God.
然后我们就决志的受洗了。
We became believers. We were baptized.
我们把这个相信上帝存在，或者就把它当作是归信福音了，看到吗？
And we thought the mere act of believing in the existence of God is becoming a believer. And believing in the gospel.
保罗曾经是这样。
And that's the way Paul was.
他熟读旧约，竟然不知道基督。
He was very familiar with the Old Testament, but he had no idea who Christ was.
所以你们三个要受洗的人，不是抽象的，甚至说你个人知道有上帝，你是必须知道和经历基督，他死而复活的大能。
So you know, so it, when you are baptized, you must not just know on an abstract level.That God exists, but you must have a personal connection to Jesus Christ and His resurrection power.
还有一些人被教会的弟兄姐妹的生命改变，他们的见证感染，被基督徒的爱心温暖影响了，他们也决志了，也受洗了。
And then there are others who became believers because they were touched by the kindness of the church.
但是这不一定是真正的归信。
But this is also not necessarily a true conversion.
一个真正的归信一定像这里所说的悔改信靠福音，认识基督是谁，他的死里复活为我们成就了什么。
And so because the true gospel is knowing who Jesus is and what he has done for us.
你必须依靠这个出熟的果子才能成为那个果子。
It is only by relying on this that you can have any kind of fruit in your life.
除了这个恩典没有他法。
And there is no other way to grace.
保罗是这样的，我们也是一样。
And that such as it was with Paul, and so it is with us.
所以 Carson 会说，如果福音的话，第一件事是讲论基督为中心的。
And so the gospel must have at its center Jesus Christ.
不然我们就不是以三一神为我们敬拜的对象。
Otherwise, we are not worshiping the triune God as our true God.
我不是说我们的弟兄姐妹爱心、喜乐这样的感染力不好，我们希望这样的 恩典流露到我们不信主的人身上，
of course,
不是吗？
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that our that are you know that the members of our church are so kind and happy.
让这些非基督徒在我们中间孵化。
That you know we hope that our attitude is infectious, that they would be attracted to the gospel.
然而，如果我们在传福音中最后没有讲到耶稣基督的死和耶稣基督的复活。
But if in our preaching we neglect the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection,
我们基本上没有在讲福音。
Then we are not preaching the gospel at all.
想想你怎么跟别人分享福音的，包括我自己。
So I hope all of you, myself included, think about how we preach the gospel.
记得整本的新约的福音书是在复活之后门徒写成的。使徒们写的。
So we know that the entire New Testament was written.
他们是在复活的光中来看这个死和复活的主。
They looked at the events of Christ's death and resurrection in the light of that resurrection.
我们应该讲，但是我们可能讲了很多福音的好处、果效。
So you know, sometimes we focus too much on the benefits of the gospel.
我们得救，比如从蒙召、重生、得永生、得生命、成为上帝的儿女、称义、得荣耀，最后进天堂。
So, you know, we talk about being saved, we talk about being called, we talk about being born again, we talk about going to heaven. It's all very nice, but so what?
但是不是福音本身，是福音的果子。
That is not the gospel itself, that's just the result of the gospel.
所以他为此他提醒哥林多教会，这福音你们领受要靠他站立。最后他特别讲了，我给你们领传讲的是什么？第一，还记得吗？
And so that's
首要的。
That's why Paul says, you know, of everything I preach to you, the thing that is of the most importance.
换句话说，福音的本质和福音的果子要有区别，同时也不能割裂。
And so we know that the core of the gospel and the result of the gospel, that, you know, they are inseparable.
让我总结一下。
And so let me sum up.
什么是我们这些信靠福音的人在里面得的生命的身份？
What kind of place do we have?In the gospel.
就是任何一个听到或信靠听见然后听告然后相信这末后福音的人耶稣基督是末后的亚当
And so we know that the gospel tells us that Jesus Christ is the last Adam
你所有的身份都跟他有关
Everything you do you, who you are is reliant on that
他的代死第三天复活你扭转了一件很重要的事扭转了我们从第一个模板亚当夏娃的后代不管是从你爸爸妈妈生出来都是亚当后代变成了什么耶稣基督的后裔新的模板末后时代的新的模板
Because of Christ Jesus' death and resurrection we can leave the old mold of the old Adam and be an image of the new Adam
星期五之所以重要因为星期天重要
Friday. Good Friday is important because Easter Sunday.
等耶稣基督死的时候，他说成了的时候，他不是说完了，不是说完蛋了。
Because Christ on the cross, he said, "It is finished," not "It is over."
他是在说，三天之后他要活过来。
And he is pointing to Sunday morning.
没有人有权把我的生命拿去，是我把它给了你们。
That no man has authority to take my life from me. It is I who willingly give it up.
所以荣耀要能够拿得回来。
And of course, that means that I can take it back whenever I want to.
他的复活成了将来时代的新模板，不是简单成为一个好人，要做新造的人，新创造的一部分。
He lived not just as a good person, but as a new person, and he wants to make all of us new, a new creation.
所以当我们说福音是好消息的时候就是讲一个已经为我们实现了死要复活的事件
And so when we talk about the good news we are preaching that Christ has accomplished a new creation for us
今天任何一个听到和信靠耶稣是谁为他成就了何等大事的人就可以成为这个新时代的一个人
And so by believing in he who died and was resurrected We can be a people of a new era.
我认为这是保罗为什么大声地惊呼说我成了何等的人 I am what I am.
And so that is why Paul says, I am what I am.
跟他联合竟然用 I am. 当然他不是用那个亚伟不是用那个。
And of course, you know, he's referring to God's self-identification here. And of course, he's not saying he's God, but, you know, he's involved.
我们跟保罗一样都可以在基督里有一个新的身份就是这个新造的人。
And all of us can have that identity as a new creation.
今天上帝 把三位加到这个教会，还有六位要成为这个教会的会员。
So today, we are, God is, through the grace of God, we are going to add three new brothers and sisters, as, and also we're going to be inducting six new members into this church.
请问郑东、姚才、丽妹，你们可以凭信心跟保罗一同说，我今日成了何等的人。
And so I encourage you,
可以吗？
three, 可以哈。That you can say, I am what I am by the grace of God.
因为耶稣基督的受死复活重新定义了人应该怎么做。人应该是谁？
Because the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus has completely redefined who we are.
我经常说世界上只有两个正常的人，一个是亚当，一个是基督，其他人都不正常。
So there's only two normal human beings in all of human history. One was Adam and one is Christ.
只有在基督里你慢慢可以过一个正常人的生活。
And it is only in Jesus Christ that you can live the life that God has.
我们来看最后一点，很快就结束。
Let's look at the final point.
你们该怎么活？
How are we to live?
见证基督，这是基督里的生命，的基督里的使命，或者福音里的使命。
We are to live as the witnesses to Christ, and that is the commission that God has given us.
如果说基督是谁，他做了什么，是福音的本质。
If Jesus, who he is and what he has done, is the center of the gospel.
我们透过听见，我们透过信靠，定义了我们是谁，我们的身份。
And by hearing that word and living it out, we also define who we are.
同样的，基督是谁？基督做了什么？再度定义我们该做什么事，怎么活
？And so who Jesus is and what he has done has also defined who how we should live.
因为这一切取决于你是否不断的认识、经历这位为你死去又活来的基督。
Because that defines how we experience the one who has died and is living for us.
每一次的受洗不光是在提醒。刚刚要受洗的人来见证基督。
Every time we baptize someone, this is not—we're not just reminding the baptismal candidate how he has become a new creation in Christ.
也是提醒我们这些老一辈的基督徒。
And it is
老派的。
A reminder of us.
老油条们。
You know, us quote unquote veteran believers.
不断的向自己，不断的向他人传讲福音。
To be a witness to others.
做基督复活的见证。
To be that witness of Christ's resurrection.
福音怎么传递？
How is the gospel preached?
基本上在这里是两件事，联合在一起的事。
And that's two things that are connected together.
一个就是信息。
What is the message?
第一节就说了，我如今把先前传给你们的福音告诉你们，他传说了。
So Paul preached that gospel.
而他传讲到了一个地步，他比众使徒都格外牢固，不是因为他自己的缘故，而是他什么？神的恩，包括传讲福音是上帝的恩典。
And so he says that you know, I preach the gospel and I work twice as hard as everybody else, not because anything I'm doing, but by the grace of God. So even the preaching of the gospel is.
如果我每一次凭信心在讲福音，我是不是会成长得好一点
？You know that if I preach the gospel that way, wouldn't I also benefit?
如果你向不同的人传福音。
If you take that time to preach the gospel,
那个本来真实的福音就成为你的一个部分，成为福音的果子。
The gospel will become a deeper part of you and bear fruit in you as well.
在当时交通不发达的时候，保罗在他有限的年岁里，穿越了整个罗马帝国。
In those days where you know when technology and communications was not as advanced, Paul spent his whole life traveling the entire Roman Empire.
经过了所有重要的城市，无论是政治、经济、文化、宗教中心，他都走过了。
And he went through every city that was a major economic, religious, and political center.
他最后是戴着手铐作为囚犯进到罗马的。
And he went into Rome.
他在软禁中还传福音。
As a prisoner in chains, and he still preached the gospel.
我们呢？
So,
我们呢
？How about us?
我们有太多的机会。
We have so many opportunities.
我认为传福音最好的方法是建立新的教会。
And I truly believe that the best way to preach the gospel is to build new.
因为你如果看新约福音新约书的话，
Because if you look at the New Testament,
你把传福音和建立教会去掉，新约就没有剩下几页纸了。
If you take away every passage that refers to the preaching of the gospel or the building of a new church, then you
教会要持续成长。对不起。
The New Testament is very thin indeed, and the church needs to grow.
教会要持续成长最好的办法就是不断地对自己讲福音，不断地向不同的人传福音。
And the best way for the churches to grow is to continually to preach the gospel, not just to itself, but to everyone it can.
培养那些靠福音成圣的人，他就能分享福音。
So that those who become victorious through the gospel can be witnesses of the gospel.
这个教会在走下坡路。
And I really feel that this church is going down that aspect. 2007
年12月我们受洗的时候，人数是11个成人。
So,
我看了周报。
You know, 5 years ago, we had 11 adults.
你能告诉我上个十二月我们多少人受洗吗
？Do you remember how many people were baptized last Christmas?
不是，我说十二，因为我们要比同样的节期。那我们说我们今天的复活节，我们有三人受洗。
And today on Easter morning, we have three.
你知道我星期五在这里跪着，我想什么了吗？我有很多的悔改，其中一个我可以给你讲的。
And so, on Friday's communion service, that was one of the things that I was kneeling there praying in repentance about.
其中就是说，我要成为一个传福音的人。
That
我不光是在讲台，我不再讲讲台，不在教会，我在讲我在外面的时候，不光是在中国训练牧师，给人家发单张，我在这里去这个餐馆的时候，我跟别人打球的时候，跟别人交谈的时候。
So, you know, I should be a preacher of the gospel, not just on the pulpit, not just when I travel to China. I gave myself too many excuses in the past. But if the church is to be vital,
每个人要不断地向你自己讲，耶稣基督死了活了，是为了你。
That we are to not only preach the gospel to ourselves, that Christ died for us.
那时候你的面子，你的什么东西都不重要了。
So that nothing that you have in yourself matters anymore.
传递福音中第二个重要的事是见证。
And the second thing in preaching the gospel is your witness.
从第五到第八节，他说显给彼得看，十二使徒看，五百人，最后他在大马士革的路上向他显现了。
So you know, Paul talks about the risen Christ having appeared to all these different people.And they finally appear, the road to Damascus appeared to him.
先给雅各就是耶稣的弟弟。
And
所以
James here is talking about the brother of Jesus.
换句话说，初代教会从来不是一个教会增长运动。
So we know that the early church was not just in a church growing.
他们并不完美。
They weren't perfect either.
但是他们做了一件事，是今天的教会做的比较少的。
But they did a thing that today's church is not as enthusiastic about.
就是见证耶稣基督真的复活了。
And that is to be witnesses to the risen Christ.
那么疯狂的逼迫。
That even in being persecuted to that extent.
在山洞里聚会。
That they had to worship in caves.
他们仍然能够靠着这个怜悯的福音颠覆了罗马帝国。
That they could still turn the entire Roman Empire upside down by this gospel.
一个教会要兴起
，For a church to rise up，
必须每一个人自觉或不自觉地成为基督的见证人。
Now we must all become witnesses to Christ。
好，我们结束的时候，我们总结一下。
Let us.
你是谁
？Who are you？
你可以说你是新造的人，基督徒，末后时代的一份子。
We are a new creation. We are the people of a new era.
关键在于你认识谁。
You are who you are.
中国人最明白这个道理的，但是在福音上就不明白。
This is something we Chinese people should be very familiar with, and yet we don't get it when it comes to the gospel.
好，认识什么重要的人，认识什么能干的人很重要。
I know such and so. We always like to name drop famous people that we know.
但是经常忘了，我们 Facebook 有那么多的 friends.
That we forget that you know for all the Facebook friends we could ever have.
真的，我们没有这个最重要的 friends.
That we forget the most important friend we could ever have.
整个就会过去。
Everything is going to pass.
第二个问题应该怎么活
？How should we to live?
我们是活着的道，行走的道。
We are to live our testimony.
有一本小说，它讲到人害怕的故事，人与人之间害怕的故事。
And so there was a story I read once about an author who was exploring the deepest, darkest fears of mankind.
刻画的入木三分。
And it was a story that left a deep impression on me.
这名字叫军事。这个名字 name is military. 然后呢，这些人怕什么呢？他们当官的怕手下的，手下的怕当官的。
And so in that story,
因为每个人都有很多的鬼胎。
Those in charge were afraid of his underlings, and the underlings were afraid of their boss.
但这个作家呢，他说他一点都不怕死。
But the writer himself says, "Oh, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not even afraid of death."
其实我不明白。
And at the time, I didn't really understand why.
哦，我后来才想通了。
And it wasn't until later I figured it out.
因为他是个无神论者。
Because he was an atheist.
他认为死了就一切都结束了。
He thought that death was the end.
死了就解脱了。
That would be the end of his existence.
他不相信人人死后且有人人都要以死死后且有审判。
And he did not believe that after our death that we are to face judgment.
他是不知道害怕，他不知道死后什么结果。
He did not know fear because he didn't know what was to come after.
他活的时候什么都怕。
And when he was alive, he was afraid of everything else.
其实他将来如果这个人不信主，这个作者不信主，他死后以后会继续害怕。
And we know that if that person did not become a believer, he will continue to be in fear even after he dies.
我们两个星期的主日学说到什么是地狱。
You know, two weeks ago we asked a question in Sunday school, what is hell?
我讲是下一个时刻不知道下一个时刻变成什么样子。
Hell is not knowing what's going to come next.
但是他知道一件事是更加的糟。
The only thing you know is it's going to get worse.
你在迪士尼玩的时候，我最害怕的一件事就是那个摇的那个船，就是到上去的时候特别恶心，然后就看着下面要下来了。
And so, you know, my least favorite ride in those theme parks are those roller coasters because when you're at the top of that hill and you're looking down, you're going to go, and it's very terrifying.
但是那个是很短的，因为呜下去以后你可以有一个缓冲的。
And but you know, it's only a very brief period because once it gets to the bottom, you know you're safe.
但地狱是什么呢？
Well, so what's hell?
不断的，不断的，不断的往下跌。你每一个时刻都知道往下走，但是你不知道糟到什么地步。
Hell is an endless descent into deeper darkness, and you never know when or where or how deep you're going to fall.
那是一种永远在死中的状态。
And that is the state of eternal death.
那天堂、新天、新地是什么？
What is heaven?
是一天比一天好。
Yes, every day is better than the last.
对一个信靠耶稣基督复活的人。
For the one who is relying on the resurrection power,
他是有把握的人。
They are a person with confidence.
他仍然要面对现今的实际的人际关系、工作压力。
He faces the same stresses and pressures as everyone else.
但是他不会过于担心。
But he will not let these things consume him.
因为他已经出死入生了，有一个新的身份，有一个新的活法。
Because he is living a new creation, a new life.
我有一个很好的朋友，我们过去教会现在做执事，他得了癌症。
I have a very good friend who is now a deacon at a church, and he discovered he had cancer.
我约了我们过去团契的几个人，我们下个月去看他。
So some of the people from the old small group is going to go visit him.
他有一个就是 caring 的这个 blog， 我就每天可以看到。
And so he's sharing his experiences on his personal blog.
他说我过去对性望爱有一些脑子里的了解。
And in the past,
我在看他那些。
I understood, you know, faith, hope, and love only on kind of an abstract level.
但是我遇见现在这个灭顶之灾的时候。
But when I read the words of a man who is facing his terminal illness.
他更加深切地经历到什么叫那个信心的功效。
He truly is experiencing what it means to have faith.
什么叫盼望的功效？
And what it means to have hope.
什么叫上帝透过弟兄姐妹给他爱的这个功效？
And what it means to be loved by God and loved by the people of God.
他因为他这样说，他说，死亡不是终结，消失了，而是。
Death is not the end. It is not a disappearance.
他说他之所以那么坦然，他很多过去的朋友不太理解他现在那么坦然，每天写他的 blog。写他我今天怎么样，我今天怎么上班，今天怎么做化疗之后体重怎么样。
So, you know, maybe some of his friends don't understand how he could be so just kind of let it all go and just kind of report the happenings around his life as if he's not living them.
因为他现在真是经历到说死亡不是终结和消失，他只是我们旅途上的一道门，对基督徒来说。
And so he truly is experiencing that death is justAnother doorway for a Christian.
等待我们的是与主相会，美好无比的永远的生命。
And what is waiting for us on the other side is an eternal existence.
不断的上升，不断的上升，因为永恒的上帝为我们所预备的是你今天没有办法来想的。
And because what God has prepared for us is something that we cannot imagine.
愿上帝在这个复活节祝福每一个听见信靠的人。
And may God bless all those who have heard His words today.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们今天成了何等的人。
What people we have become today.
都是因为你儿子死了复活的这个恩典。
Because of the grace that your son has died to come back again.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让复活节能够成为真正的我们不断从你那边支取复活能力的节日。
That we can receive the power of your resurrection on this day, because of this day.
好让我们活的真相的是那个正常的人，活过来的人。
So we can live as you intended us.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thus we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.